Around the country, it's clear that some people are resisting the public health advice to wear masks to protect against the coronavirus. But among researchers in Massachusetts and beyond, there's a different debate underway about whether masks might be, in fact, the most effective of all the current defenses against the virus. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
As academic fights go, the dispute over a recent paper about masks is a pretty hot one.
It is absolutely riddled with errors and would not have got through standard peer review.
Caroline Buckey is a Harvard Chan School of Public Health epidemiologist. She's among more than 40 researchers calling for the paper to be retracted, a rare and dramatic move in the world of science journals. The paper's authors found that in China, Italy, and New York, face coverings appear to have been the most effective way to stem the spread of the virus when added to other measures. Senior author Mario Molina is a Nobel Prize laureate in chemistry, and he stands by the findings published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Right. It's a very best thing, particularly if the recommendation is to also use social distancing.
Molina's work has focused on tiny particles in air pollution, and he emphasizes the importance of masks for blocking tiny airborne particles that people emit as they speak. So a mask doesn't just keep sick people from spewing big droplets, he argues. It helps protect the person who wears it from incoming airborne virus.
You use the face mask so that you don't catch the infection. It's not just so that you don't propagate it to other people. So that's crucial to convince people to use it.
Meanwhile, more new research has been finding strong correlations between mask wearing and local rates of coronavirus infections, including analyses that compare states and countries.
We look at Hong Kong, for example. Hong Kong did have cases.
But not really any big outbreaks, says Michael Minna, an epidemiologist at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health.
And that's probably, I think, more due to mask wearing than exceptional contact tracing.
As more data comes in, Minna and others have been modeling the relative differences that masks and other measures make in an outbreak.
If you ask me my opinion about what's the simplest, most effective option, mask wearing. I think there's no doubt about that.
If everyone wore masks, he says, it would probably keep outbreaks under control. He estimates that if two people are wearing masks, the risk one will infect the other is cut by over 90%.
So in that sense, I think mask wearing can be it alone can be a game changer if we, as a society, collectively decide that we will adhere to those rules.
Just 4 months ago, health authorities were conveying the opposite message, telling the public not to wear masks. Medical historian Dr. Howard Markell from the University of Michigan says masks were recommended for the public as far back as the 1918 flu, but scientists debated heatedly for decades how well they really work against viruses. Markell says the pandemic sped up the science.
A lot of studies were being done at warp speed, and the studies were actually quite positive that wearing masks could make a difference. Not the only difference, that we have to do a lot of other things, but why not?
There's still a lot to learn about how well masks protect against the coronavirus. Dr. Jeremy Faust from Brigham and Women's Hospital edits a daily summary on COVID-19 research. He says it doesn't matter whether masks are the best defense.
This is not the Olympics. It's not if you didn't win the gold medal, no one will ever remember you. You made the podium.
And it's increasingly clear that masks do help protect against the virus. Even with much still unknown, he says that's enough to make masks worth wearing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.